Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Dr. Jim Bachman here, and I am very honored to be able to come back. I was on a bit of a hiatus, enjoying life. So, our discussion today is going to be about something very, very important. But before we get started, I need to reintroduce myself. Dr. Jim Bachman, I'm from Greensburg, Pennsylvania. I graduated from California State University and went to Palmer University in Davenport, Iowa, and graduated with a degree in Doctor of Chiropractic and Nutrition. So I've been practicing since 1976. So as you can understand from that introduction, it's been a while. And I have seen lots of folks with lots of issues, and never ceases to amaze me what your body can accomplish having the tools. It's just absolutely phenomenal. So, that being said, let's dive into our subject material today. And our subject material today is concerning your heart and your heart's health. Because we are going to operate from a strategic view of, science view actually, of my philosophy over the last 40-some years in helping people is, number one, life is electrical, health is chemical. Now, let me go a step further. Life meaning electrical, your brain is in charge of everything that occurs in your body. It's the master computer system, if I can use that analogy. And without it, nothing happens. And life is electrical, and your health is chemical. And meaning that all of the foods that you consume and the drink that you drink and the air that you breathe provides your body with some type of chemical that either promotes life or does not. So we as human beings want to be as healthy as we can. At least we think we do. So we're going to expand that from that point on. So therefore, if life is electrical and health is chemical, those are the two areas that you have to look to be healthy. Now, I know a lot of you folks have heard that you are a victim of your genes. Well, that is not true 100%. Our goal in saying that is, you know, we have 25,000 pairs of genes, human beings do, because human beings have the ability to change their environment. Plants have hundreds of thousands of genes because they can't change their environment. So we are a product of our lifestyle. So being a product of your lifestyle, then we have the ability to manipulate our environment. And that includes what goes in your mouth, that includes how much stress you're under, and all those other factors that you can manipulate. So that's the modus operandi that I'm operating from. Now, that being said, I'm not trying to tell you to discontinue any medications. I'm trying to tell you some things that you can do, and I'm going to give you a list of things to do to help improve the environment for your heart to be healthy. But prior to that, let's explore a little bit about how the heart works, what it needs to work, and how you can keep it working to its maximum capacity. Well, as you know, the heartbeat of an average person in a resting position is about 80 beats per minute, and that's what we use to compare. If you're an athletic person, an athletic heart will beat lower, slower. And if you're a very tense person, the heart beats faster. That's why stress is your enemy. So that being said, the average of that is about 80. So that's the target range that we use. And let me give you some ideas here, because the heart is made out of a very special muscle. Your muscles that, for example, your biceps or your triceps or your traps, that, you know, you look at in the person in front of you, those are called striated muscles. Those muscles are very strong. They can contract for long periods of time. However, then after that, then they will fail. So that wouldn't be a good thing for your heart. Your digestive system, starting at your mouth, contains what is called smooth muscle. And that muscle contracts by what is called Wormian movement, which means it squeezes the contents in front of it. Just like you would take a sausage, for example, and you would start at the one end and squeeze it to the other end. That's called Wormian contraction. Then that is all overseen by the nervous system. Yes, the nervous system. The nervous system manages all that. Now, there are a lot of other things that occur, but the nervous system manages that. So the heart then contains both of those muscles, smooth muscles, to be able to contract and squeeze blood out and let blood in, striated muscles to be very strong, and for a certain period of time, the contraction then will relax. Then the heart is actually controlled and managed by the nervous system via the vagus nerve application and the different ganglions or the different gatherings of nerves that come out of the spine. So between all that, then the heart rests in between beats, and that's the only time it rests. So imagine this. I'm going to give you some numbers here. These are just absolutely phenomenal. If, now we're saying that your heart contracts 80 beats a minute on an average person resting. Can it, you know, it can go up to 100 or 200 in exercise position, but we're going to base everything on a resting position. 80 beats per minute and 18 respirations, which means you're breathing at about 18 respirations or 18 times. In 60 minutes, then it beats 4,800 times. 4,800 times, 4,800 times in an hour. Over the period of one day, your heart in a resting position beats over 115,000 times. 115,000 times. Now, that's something that's kind of hard to fathom. I'm sure you can fathom $115,000 laying on a table. Well, maybe you can't. That's a lot of money to be laying on a table. But 115,000 beats, and it doesn't skip a beat. It always does it the way it's supposed to, and that requires a lot of coordination. Doesn't that make sense? Lots and lots and lots of coordination. This is Dr. Jim Bachman. If you have a question and you would like to get your question aired, don't hesitate to send me an email, and my email address is askingdrjim@gmail.com, askingdrjim@gmail.com, and answering questions is something that I like to do with a passion because it helps to provide you with information. My goal in doing this Blog Talk Radio broadcast is to give you some information to work with. I am not trying to tell you to change medications. I'm not trying to tell you to change anything. I just want you to open your mind and perhaps you would like to change your lifestyle to improve your odds to avoid heart disease, because heart disease is like everything else in our body. There's a reason why it happens. You may blame it, you may blame it on your genes, but what turned those genes on? And what turns those genes on, whether it's heart disease, whether it's destructive things like cancer, whether it's diabetes, what turns those genes on are something called free radicals from consuming bad foods, from breathing contaminated air, from lots of alcohol, from being in an environment of smoke, or you don't even have to be a smoker. Being in secondhand smoke can also do the same thing. So there's a reason why heart disease occurs. There's a reason why disease occurs. And it is that the body loses the ability to be healthy. Free radicals are what triggers that. Where do free radicals come from? They come from your lifestyle. They come from your environment. So that's something that is under your control. So that being said, your heart beats 115,000 times a day. So obviously, it requires lots of nutrition. Now, the nutritional elements that your body needs come from a very healthy diet and a plant-based diet. A plant-based diet. A half a cup of legumes or dried beans in your diet in a daily regime of consuming them can help your body avoid or help lower your risk factors from heart disease. Yes, legumes, beans, avoiding red meat or only having red meat 3 times a week can help lower your risk factors. So let's talk about some of the nutrients that are really, really important for your heart to function. You've heard of CoQ10 or ubiquinol. Ubiquinol your body makes. CoQ10 is very, very important. And what it does for your heart, the 115,000 times that it beats in a day or more, it is an antioxidant that protects your heart. And I apologize, but we have an emergency going on here in Pennsylvania right now. We have flood issues that are occurring. So my apologies. For those of you in flood-prone areas, please get out of them right now. So number one nutrient for good heart health is CoQ10. Your body makes CoQ10, but in the antioxidant deficiency that Americans have today, you need additional CoQ10. The number two nutrient that your body needs is omega-3 fatty acids, ALA and DHA. Very, very important for your heart. Where do you get them? You get them from healthy fish oil, eating healthy oily fish, cod, salmon, tuna, mackerel, sardines, those kinds of things. But please make sure they're as heavy metal free as humanly possible. So as I hope that what's starting to emerge is that you are in control of this. The third thing that's very, very important from your standpoint of your heart health is astaxanthin. Where does that come from? It comes from healthy green, yellow plants, red fruits, yellow fruits. Very, very important. It's that pink color or that red color that you see, astaxanthin. And the other area, the fourth area that your heart gets good nutrition from is garlic. Yeah, believe it or not, garlic. Garlic contains trace minerals and vitamins that your heart needs. Now, let me review that a little bit. The four nutrients that your heart needs and that are very important for your heart are CoQ10, because it's a very potent antioxidant, omega-3 fatty acids, and astaxanthin from algae and from pink, red, yellow colored fruits and vegetables, garlic, which contains trace minerals and vitamins. So our discussion today was on avoiding heart disease, avoiding problems with your heart, and it's totally under your control as much as you can, and we call that lifestyle changes. So five things that you can do, five bonus things. Number one, cut down on the salt. And if you're going to use salt, use sea salt or colored salt. Number two, cut down on fatty acids, saturated fats. Number three, if you're a smoker, get rid of them. Number four, exercise is so, so important. And manage your stress. So this is Dr. Jim Bachman. My goal today was to be able to help you help yourself. If you'd like more information on this, askingdrjim@gmail.com. Keep up the great work, file this away, and start applying it. Have an amazing day, and God bless.